analysis of emailed provider dashboards and improvement in clinical performance among low and high performers.
Good morning, everyone. It is a privilege to be here speaking to public health colleagues this morning. And I wonder, as public health professionals, if you had the opportunity to take the priorities of your, the public health priorities of your local community and reinforce those in your local health system, is that something that you would want to do? At the New York City Department of Health, we think yes, and we've been exploring some options for ways to do that. So I'm going to be speaking to you today about one of our initiatives that seeks to do that. I'll be talking to you about provider dashboards that we've been circulating to our clinician community. My name is Kimberly Seebeck. I am a research scientist with the PCIP in the New York City Department of Health. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So my colleague Laura Jacobson had shown this slide. This shows the sort of three-pronged mission of PCIP. I'm sorry for those who walked in late and missed that opening introduction, but we have this sort of three-pronged mission at PCIP to take data, turn that data into information, and then use that information to take action in the community. And a lot of the action that we're taking at PCIP is really in the clinical community. So a little bit different from a traditional public health role where we're working in the community, we're really working with and through the provider population to accomplish our public health goals. And so I'm going to be talking about that action prong. And one of the ways that we take action is with a provider dashboard. And what I'm really talking about is a provider feedback report with a little bit of a public health twist on it. So what we did was we worked with New York City public health priorities, things like be heart healthy, reduce diabetes, get people to quit smoking, help people to quit smoking. We took those public health priorities and we worked with our primary vendor, eClinical Works, to turn those priorities into a set of clinical quality measures that we put on a dashboard report for our providers. So the provider sees their own data coming from their directly from their EHR system, and it's on a six-month trend line compared to a benchmark of their peers. And this report also really offers a very broad diagnostic view of what's actually coming out of the provider's EHR system. So why would we do this? Why would the New York City Department of Health get in the provider dashboard game? Well, we think there's really three big reasons from a public health perspective. The first is that dashboards really offer a provider an opportunity to see their patient panel through a sort of a population or global lens. So a provider is used to seeing the patient in front of them. They're used to seeing the chart of the patient in front of them. But they're not used to seeing aggregated data on their patient panels. And we think that's really important in getting providers to start to make that connection as to sort of thinking about public health at the point of care. The second reason is, as I mentioned, we're able to take the sort of local public health priorities and put them in front of the provider and get them thinking about those more when they're seeing their patients. And then the third is we really believe that EHR data has this great potential for public health, but only if the data are reliable. So we need to get providers seeing their data and making the connection with between the way that they're collecting their data, the way they're putting it into their system, and the way that it's coming out. So the change theory for the dashboard, we email out these dashboards approximately monthly. The provider receives their report. They have contact information included on their report where they can reach us with any questions. And then If providers do contact us, we can engage with them either by sending field staff out to their offices or speaking with them on the phone as much as they need to resolve issues with their data. And we find that those issues are really kind of breaking into two buckets. The first is just documentation issues, which are really very important because, again, the documentation issues are what's leading to the integrity of the data itself. And it's the quality of that data and improving the quality of that data is what's going to eventually enable providers to be understanding their patient panels globally. And then the other issues are actual issues with clinical care delivery. And we can help providers with those as well, help them to adjust their workflows and resolve issues in that way. I'll just show you quickly the trend of the dashboard distribution at PCIP. So we started this program in the fall of 2010. We were distributing it, the report to about 200 providers in the beginning. We've gotten that up to about 2,000 providers today at nearly 700 practices. So this is a really scalable model and program, highly economical. We can get a lot of these out without a lot of support staff, a really small team distributing this. So we're really happy about that, but of course we want to know, does the report actually have an impact? So we have done a preliminary evaluation of the report, working with the early data. We focused on looking at measures that appear on the dashboard that relate to clinical performance, mostly focusing on measures related to preventive care. And what we did was we ranked per measure if providers were appearing above their peer benchmark or below the benchmark. If they were below the benchmark, we considered them a low performer for that particular metric. If they were at or above the benchmark, they were a high performer for that particular metric. And then we looked on a measure-by-measure basis to compare low versus high performers to see the amount of improvement pre and post receipt of their first dashboard report. We also did a small side analysis of providers who had actually contacted us and emailed us with questions about their report, sort of using that as a proxy for, provider engagement. So the study population included 137 family practitioners. They were included in the study if they had been live on their EHR system for at least six months at baseline. They had to have transmitted data on the three primary time periods in question, and they had to have quality measure data for at least 50% of the measures that we looked at. We conducted t-tests to compare mean performance between high and low performers on each quality measure at five time periods. We also compared performance between emailers and non-emailers in a similar way. We used generalized estimating equations to control for clustering at the practice level and to confirm these results. So this is just a sampling of the measures that we looked at, just to give you an idea. What we found in our analysis was in the pre-period, improvement was variable. So in some cases, high performers were improving more than low performers. In some cases, it was about the same. In the post-period, after receiving their first dashboard report, we found that low-performing providers had improved more on every measure, and they had improved more than themselves in the pre-period. So these were the measures that we had that actually appeared on their dashboard report. We found similar results when we looked at measures that we had designed that did not appear on their dashboard report. So that may indicate that the improvement that we're seeing cannot be fully attributed to the dashboard report. It's also possible, though, that a lot of these measures are kind of analogous in terms of their workflows to the types of measures that they're seeing on the report. So it may be sort of like carryover learning, which we cannot prove through this analysis, but we would hope to be the case because the idea of the report is to really help providers really learn how to use their systems and see what's coming out of it. In the analysis of emailers versus non-emailers, this is just a simple bar graph showing you the full the full amount of improvement over the total study period. We found that emailers and non-emailers did improve on every measure over the study period, but we saw more improvement in the emailing population. And a lot of that improvement did happen prior to their first dashboard receipt, so we're not attributing that improvement to the report itself, but we do see this sort of greater amount of improvement and perhaps higher level of motivation amongst people who do engage with us by contacting us with questions, and we want to understand that a little bit further. Some limitations to this study. So one of the key limitations is that because we're distributing this dashboard around fall of 2010, a lot of providers are rolling onto their systems. They're brand new to their systems. They did need to have their EHR systems populated to a certain sort of critical mass before we could even send them a report. So the distribution of the report kind of happened in waves that related directly to the quality of their data to some degree. So we could never at any given point in time compare an intervention group to a control group who had not received the dashboard. We were going to clearly have differences between those groups. So we went with this very simple pre-post study design. We did need to exclude a large number of providers, even with that, due to lack of transmissions. It's also unclear to us, we did not build into our system a way to actually track whether or not providers had opened their report. So we're using that emailing as a sort of proxy for engagement, but we can't be 100% sure that they all saw their report. So just to summarize and a few next steps, we think that this report is a really unique example of a provider report that you can get to offer clinicians a really broad overview of their EHR systems. Remember that Laura mentioned that we're working mostly with independent primary care physicians of practicing in very small shops. So they're not used to seeing this kind of things. They're not in an integrated system where they get this kind of feedback. We think that through our study, we have some early evidence that it's possible that this report is helping our low-performing providers, and that would resonate with a Cochrane review of the literature that found that this type of report is most useful in helping low-performing providers. So we're going to increase our efforts in working with those providers to extend our QI efforts. We want to further understand those characteristics of our emailing population, and we hope to do a future study in a case-control design to be able to establish some causal relationships. Future dashboard work at PCIP. We are piloting a project that is actually a prospective dashboard where it has prospective data. Providers are able to see the patients that they're about to see the following week, again, in this aggregated form that helps them to sort of see the global issues that are coming in the future. We are developing online dashboards to give providers access to real-time data, and then we want to expand our dashboards. There's so many data sources out there. We want to start to knit some of those data sources together to give providers a more comprehensive view of their patient panels. On the sort of the policy front, ONC and others are interested in this issue. It's becoming a very big issue. Providers do have difficulty getting access to their data right now, and that's kind of ironic given the fact that they're being required to not only collect the data, but they're often being judged, paid on the quality of their data. It's really, really important for providers to be getting access to their data. And I'll just close with this quote, one of my favorites. I think that in public health, we have so long put an emphasis on data as a resource for really understanding the situation. We understand that a lot of times through the surveillance side and what we need to see. I think we're starting to understand at the health department that providers also really need to see their data to sort of be able to make sense of it all. And I just acknowledge PCIP's core dashboards team, Claudia Poglarin, Phoenix Ma, Zenith Rahana, and Justine Kim. I'd like to thank my co-authors on this abstract, and as well as to give thanks to CDC for supporting this ongoing work. And thank you so much.